When to Disobey. This is Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network, presented by Panera Bread, presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance, presented by TheraWorks Relief. Michael Cohen once said he would take a bullet for his old boss, and he just did. He's going to prison for 3 years. He admitted at his sentencing that his blind loyalty led him to ignore his own moral compass. Michael Cohen is going to prison because the law expects you to disobey when your boss tells you to do something corrupt. Everyone who works for a powerful boss needs to breathe this in. Now, I don't want to make any Michael Cohen types unnecessarily nervous here. I'm pretty sure if Donald Trump had never run for president, Michael Cohen would be a free man today. It appears to be absolutely legal to spend a fulfilling career loyally spreading money around to suppress embarrassing stories about your boss as long as it's not intended to affect an election. However, I will note that the time for candidates to jump into the 2020 presidential race has come. A lot of very successful people with public images to protect are preparing to announce. If you are somebody's Michael Cohen who decided never to disobey as long as it was making you rich, and you get wind that your boss is about to run for president, it is time to flush your key card, ghost yourself, hire a lawyer who's not Rudy Giuliani, write a memo to the FBI truthfully detailing everything you did, and pray that your boss gets stomped in New Hampshire. Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network.